be relaxed. Because guess what?
It's time for you to dengerin.
So, jangan dipikirin. Karena ini waktunya dengerin.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Dengerin.
Hello there, I'm Michael.
And I'm Joey.
And welcome back to another shortcast with
Dengerin.
Good to be back, isn't it?
Right.
Also, happy belated holidays to you guys listening in.
Whatever the holidays that you're celebrating, because there's been a lot lately, right?
True, that is true.
Yeah, it's been a while. And also, I'm excited to be here. Let's hope this year will turn out to be better than
starting
last
off with a positive attitude. I like that.
Indeed. So, yeah. So, we probably gotta address the elephant in the room, right? Something's definitely different today.
Yeah, I'm the elephant in the room. but in reality, it's because this is gonna be the first shortcast ever to use English from start to finish.
Hopefully, this is the first to many, right?
Right.
So this is actually also a perfect opportunity for our friends and listeners to learn English. Maybe you can, you know, listen to our banters and stuff.
Exactly. And that's our topic of today, which is to discuss the four core English skills and how it applies to our major and beyond.
So yeah, maybe that's enough formality for now. How would we start then, Mike?
Well, probably with inputs, right? Since that's how we receive info and how we can also understand English a lot better.
So yeah, I guess that's a great idea, but I suppose we'll be using the system of RLWS. So we're gonna explain this method later, but this is actually a method that, you know, to dissect each category for the English learning itself. So we're gonna start with the first one, which is reading. So reading is actually a very important topic, category actually, yeah, maybe in the English language itself.
Yeah,
maybe,
yeah, that's
maybe
true.
You can share a little bit about reading and what is your, in your head, what's the concept of reading, especially in English language?
Okay, well, to me, in particularly, reading is, of course, using our eyes to see the words that is on a book or on a phone or on any other media. It's basically us trying to absorb information, written information or typed information. So, and of course, there's a lot of things. We do that all the time whenever we're doing it. We're doing it passively. We read a lot of textbooks. We're also reading a lot of presentation. So, yeah, that's to me what reading is. And they say it's really, really important for us.
Especially for all kinds of major, not just, maybe we are a podcast that is mainly focusing on industrial engineering.
That is true.
But reading isn't like stapled into like that major itself, right?
That is correct.
Because academically, it's important for everything, basically. So it's not just for IE, but maybe we're going to go deeper into the IE section of reading. But before we continue to that, I want to hear your opinions about like the literacy percentage of Indonesia itself, that the country that we live in. Especially, we don't have a particularly high standard in terms of like literacy itself. Why do you think that is, Mike?
The most likely reason as to why our literacy percentage is not that big is because a lot of people think that reading is boring. That's kind of the biggest thing. And whenever people read, it's usually, you know how it is, usually in school, whenever we ask, it's usually the girlfriends who are usually like reading. They like reading novels, they like reading stuff
fiction,
like that.
Yeah.
Fiction, yeah. Which is, there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah,
that's actually really good.
Yeah.
That still increases your vocabulary and all that.
Mm-hmm.
But unfortunately, when you ask a lot of the guys, a lot of them doesn't read as much.
Yeah, we're actually going into really deep stereotypes here, but like,
yeah,
it's the reality, it's the sad reality, right?
Yeah,
because I think for reading itself, our minds, especially Indonesians, are too fixed on like, oh, reading is always connected to like academic stuff,
academic
or like
learning,
the school, or like a university and stuff, or studies and stuff, which can be found boring. You know, we don't, like most of us, like undergraduates, we don't pick the thing that we actually want to do. So
that's right.
So yeah, reading can be very frustrating, especially if we're forced to do it. So I think we need to maybe give some suggestions on how do we approach reading itself. What do you think, Mike?
Yeah, we need to approach reading differently.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of approaching it in the academic way,
mm-hmm,
we can approach it in an entertaining way. There's
yeah,
really nothing
yep
wrong with reading fiction or blogs about things that you like, whatever it may be. For me, I like space a lot, so I read about articles about black holes and planets and all that. And that's fine. Even if it doesn't pertain to IE, that doesn't matter because you are still learning a lot of vocabulary. Yep.
Even though you don't find it like applicable in your like major or stuff, it's still learning, you know?
Yeah.
Knowledge is never, you know, wasteful. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. Even though you're just reading some random rabbit hole thing, like sitting on the toilet and stuff, you're still retaining information. You're still like absorbing knowledge and so on, right?
You're still increasing your vocabulary. Yeah, man, our brain
especially
really...
if it's in English, right?
Yeah, yeah, that's true.
Because I think also social media is like the new norm and stuff, so we need...
Absolutely.
We gotta like start following and also scrolling through overseas media entertainment maybe.
Yeah, yeah, know? Absolutely.
In terms of English, it can help, surely. And, you know, we can just use those regular stuff into the other aspects of this RLWS method.
Yeah.
Okay, so maybe that's it for reading. Maybe we can move on to the L of the method, which is listening. What do you say, Mike?
Well, yes, I'm gonna lead with the listening. And listening is very important. It's actually the one that we passively do the most. Mm-hmm. Because even when we're not reading, we can always listen to stuff. And when it comes to English, there's a lot of things that we actually listen every day.
Yep.
For example, music. Literally, nearly every music we heard is always in English.
Yeah.
And then YouTube's, there's also listening.
Yep.
Podcasts, also listening. Literally, we listen to a lot of things every day.
Because English is basically the main language of our world. So, like, almost every content that you receive, even like the YouTube videos that are being brought by Indonesian YouTubers, they still sometimes, you know, infuse a lot of English words into their Indonesian vocab even.
Exactly.
Like for example, I don't know, like maybe even our daily lives, like, oh, I'm on my way. And that's not even Indonesian.
That's not Indonesian.
It's almost infused into the Indonesian language, right?
That's so correct.
Yeah, it's really useful in terms of like everything, academic and non-academic, but listening, I think the easiest way to learn this method of listening is basically just absorbing a lot of contents, you know,
that
and
is
don't
true.
Consider these types of things as, you know, learning, because it could be boring that way. You know, you wanna like be entertained and stuff. Just like listen to YouTube when you were about to sleep or when you're on toilet also.
Right, but we also, I feel like a lot of listeners also have questions about what is this application to IE, right? So why listening is so important? It's because it allows us to understand the materials being given by our lecturers, which is going to be important because if you don't understand the materials being given, we're not going to get good grades. And more than that, we're not going to understand our work world, the world of our work. And so if we don't understand that, we're not going to get anything.
Because I think also in industrial engineering itself or other kind of like the new norm, like today, these days, like everything is standardized and everything is using, you know, the basically abroad standards, like overseas standards and so on. Even though you're working in this Indonesian company, you know, local company and so on, there are still strategies and techniques that are using the English words. Maybe some of your advisors are actually from abroad. And no matter what country you're from, you're still connecting in English if you don't master their language and so on, right?
Exactly. It's really important.
Yep.
And the best way to practice it is to just do what we do a lot of times, which is listening to music.
Mm-hmm.
From there, you can already train your pronunciation because you can listen to how they say those words, not just read it on like a paper or a screen. And you can also listen to videos, audios. There's really no big guideline for this. And you don't even have to train for more than an hour either.
Mm-hmm.
Just don't think of it as like an academic training. Don't.
Yeah, don't consider it as training even.
Exactly.
Like if you want to be better in like listening and like reading and stuff, so just do it. Like do it without your consciousness, you know, pertaining you to do it.
Yes, because if you do, you're going to get bored again. Mm-hmm. So don't think about it too much. So that's mainly it for listening, which moves us on to the next part, which is the output. We're finally giving out information.
Mm-hmm.
And there's two. Mainly writing and speaking. And since you, Joey, I know that you're an aspiring writer, why don't you start us off with writing?
Maybe I can, you know, debunk that a little bit. So yeah, I do writing as a hobby, but I don't professionally you know, do it. But I guess you can say I'm an aspiring author or something. But yeah, maybe starting off with writing. Writing is like maybe the hardest thing for new learners to do because
that
like
is correct.
Because you need to put a lot of efforts into it, right?
And you're
it's
right.
Basically, you're basically physically training yourself, even though you don't have to consider it as training.
Yeah.
In IE itself, you know, IE is almost always infused with report writings and article writings and journal review and so on. So there are a lot of contents and abilities that you must master in terms of, you know, writing, especially English writing. If you're studying in PU, you have to like do it for the sake of attaining scores.
Exactly. Like it's one of the things that is really, really important in IE. And also it's something that's really difficult to train sometimes for a lot of people because you genuinely have to put an effort when you want to write something. Mm-hmm. But there are ways to make it a lot simpler. Can you help me out, Joy?
So I think the key of learning everything, not just English methods, but is to start small.
That is
so
true.
So start small and start with something that you enjoy. For example, you're basically connected with the social media, right? The internet and so on. It's globalization now. So if you find a thread on Twitter that you find interesting, just go down the rabbit hole, just, you know, chat with a lot of people, just spread your thoughts with English, basically, because by doing so, even though you're not doing it correctly, not even native speakers do it correctly sometimes, right?
Exactly.
Like, no one is perfect.
No one is perfect.
There's a lot of rules in English in terms of writing. There's a lot of past tense and stuff. And as long as you're being understood by someone that speaks to you,
that's all that matters.
Yeah, that's all that matters. Because, like, unless if you're, you know, you want to do something professional, of course you have to train for it. But
of
like
course.
To start off, you don't have to go very serious about it.
Exactly. I feel like that's one of the problem with a lot of people. Mm-hmm. People, they want to be perfect.
Yep.
Which, unfortunately, the truth is, you can't. You can't be perfect.
Yeah.
You can never be perfect. And if you try to hold yourself to that standard, you're never going to do anything.
Yep, that's right. So yeah, begin small, I guess, and just do it. Just do it with a no-brainer method kind of thing, right?
It's a bit cliche, but
yeah.
That's the truth. Just do it.
Yeah, just like in terms of writing, maybe you want a specific example of what you should do. Just do that. Like write random thoughts on Twitter or Instagram or like interact with overseas people. Like,
or even writing a diary.
Exactly, yeah. Or like, write a diary, of course. If you... So this is a very disconnected topic maybe, but I find this interesting. So when you're writing a diary, right?
Yeah.
I suggest don't use your mother tongue because sometimes it's a bit cringy if it's in your mother tongue, right?
You're actually correct, to be honest. This is not us trying to dissing our mother language. No, mm-hmm. But it kind of feel a bit weird or...
Yeah.
This doesn't sit right in our heart. So it's actually pretty beneficial to write it out in another language because it feels...
Disconnected.
That is true.
Yeah, let me give you an example on that. Like, for example, you're starting off with the diary with, I really love this day. I love the fact that my friends are helping me in this sort of way and stuff. And try to imagine in your head what that sounds like in Indonesian. That's going to be a bit weird, right?
Really.
Maybe
weird.
For some people it's not like that, but like, I think for me myself personally, I think that I find that weird. So,
same.
Yeah, I think you should try to consider that out. But yeah.
All right, and the next part would be the application of speaking to IE.
Yep, I agree.
And to me, it's really important because, one, it's important for our presentation, especially as we're still university students. We're going to be doing a lot of presentings to the lecturers and also our peers.
Yeah.
And to be able to do that in a simple and understandable way is really important. It needs to be concise.
Yeah, and a not repetitive way, right?
Because, yep, that is
because
true.
You want to give content as much as you want with as little time as possible, but you want to still be clear. You want to still like be like understandable and so on. What do you think?
Yeah, you got to like really think about that.
Mm-hmm.
But here's the thing. We are not trying to like fault people for like the mistakes they made.
Yeah.
That is not what we're doing. We're just pointing it out. So that we can all improve. So don't feel like you're being targeted or something. I make that mistakes a lot too in my presentation. So don't worry about it.
Even like the most professional English speakers, native speakers and so on, they tend to make mistakes too, as we said again and again, right? So everyone has a starting point. Even the native speakers have starting points, you know, when they're a child. It's just a matter of like age. So it doesn't matter, right? So yeah. you can start anywhere, anytime.
Honestly, starting younger is the better because mm-hmm. that's what I did. My parents, my mom also introduced me to English, which is why I can speak English like this now. Mm-hmm. Back then, I was cringe. I was just really bad at speaking English, honestly.
Yeah, I mean, none of my family speaks English. None of my friends speak English. So yeah, you gotta like just wing it, man.
Yeah, just do it, man. Yeah. Again, just do it.
So what are we gonna do now? Like, what are we gonna talk about?
I'm gonna give a bit of tips for people who want to like present their stuff and all that.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that I found is don't speak too quickly.
Okay, yeah.
If you speak too quickly, you're most likely gonna fail. Yeah? You're mm-hmm. most likely gonna fail. Because your thoughts can't catch up to the words that you're saying. If I have to like draw it in some certain way, it's like you're putting a bridge in front of yourself, but you're running too quickly.
Yeah.
You're most likely going to fall.
Yeah.
So instead, just slow down. And I know this is very counterintuitive to what some people want to do. Mm-hmm. Sometimes people just want to be done with it, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But you gotta take it slow. And since you're taking it slow, you know what you're thinking about. And you know what you're going to say. You're most likely going to make less mistakes. And you're gonna finish that presentation a lot better.
But again, don't worry about mistakes. Like, unless you're, of course, you know, doing something professional and stuff,
that is true.
Then you need to worry about it, of course. But like, if you're just beginning, if you're just like starting off,
especially
just
in class and all that, just don't worry about it too much.
Especially, I don't think lecturers in President University, you know, tend to worry too much about your English and so
that
on.
That is true. They literally let you mix up with English and Indonesian. So don't worry about it too much. And also, speak clearly. This kind of connects with the one previously.
Mm-hmm.
If you're speaking too quickly, like I'm going to do right now, it's not going to be really clear at all, right?
Yep.
That's going to be really bad to some people who hears it. But if you speak slowly and you give it a little bit of a emphasis, a little bit of pause, that's completely fine. Also, don't do what I also did previously, like giving us and ahs and ums. That's also going to make it a little bit slower. Don't worry. We all make the same mistake. I do it too, which is fine. It's just something to keep in mind so we can all improve together.
Last thing maybe for me, I think don't worry too much about accents.
That is
people,
true.
Especially like Asians, right? They tend to like worry too much about accents and stuff.
Yeah,
like,
man.
Come on, man. Like even like English speakers have accents on their own.
Yeah.
So it
exactly.
doesn't matter really. If you're even if you're Indonesian, you have a lot of accents. It's just natural that way. Don't pretend to be something
that
you're
not.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Our brain's really connected there.
So yeah, exactly.
Yeah, the problem is with accents, it's not something that we can really control. When you think about it, there's a lot of accents like Ireland, Australian, British,
even Singlish, British. Singaporean English.
That is true.
Nigerian, Jamaican, and so on.
Yeah, so don't worry about it too much. And now the next part is, of course, how do we improve our speaking abilities, right?
Yep.
So the best thing that you can do is find a speaking partner. Someone that you can trust, someone that you can speak with, right?
Yeah, I agree. Because like, even though I don't grow up with like a lot of native speakers, I still do it online. Because like, technology is so ahead these days. So you got, you know, it's very accessible for you to just like speak to someone who's actually also trying to speak English.
Yep.
They don't have to be good. But they have to want to do it. You know what I mean?
Like, I know.
You two have to have the same goals. So you both can improve from each other and so on.
Exactly. And honestly, I would love for anyone who would like to speak English with me. That is completely fine.
Yeah.
And I know a lot of people are worried about, oh, my grammar is not so good. Oh, my voice is not so good. My pronunciation is bad. Really, I don't care.
Yeah,
I
maybe
really
like they hear your voice, it's really deep, and then they get nervous and stuff. So.
True. Yeah. But man, let me tell you all, I started somewhere cringe as well. I was really bad, honestly.
Yeah, me too, actually. I relate to that.
So don't worry about that, because I don't care. What matters is that you guys are trying, and that's all that matters.
Yeah,
that's already
trying better. If you're trying, it's already better. Like,
yeah.
There's a will inside of you, right?
Right, that's really right. And I think that's all for us, isn't it?
So I guess that's it. We've basically, you know, discussed about everything. I hope it's everything at least. So yeah, so that's it, I guess, for our shortcast today.
What do you think, Mike? Yeah, and that's it. And we hope this helps you guys out in learning English. Don't forget to check out our IG and Spotify. Just share it with anyone, actually. It's going to really help us to make more contents like
that's
this.
That's right, that's right. So, see you guys on the next episode of
Dengerin!
Derp, 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 derp.